Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Friday, which means we have a little fun on what's on your mind. It's a fun Friday, a Friday free-for-all. And what's a free-for-all mean? It means anything goes. If you want to give us an Are You Kidding Me, if you want to get a free plug-in today, if you are a first-time caller, though, we're going to put you to the front of the line today because we really, really, really want to make Fridays the day that you, in addition to listen to what's on your mind, actually call into the program. Because if I had a buck for every person that came up and said, boy, I listen to the program, but you know what? I don't call. And I say, why not? Oh, I don't know. I would be probably on a beach somewhere, right? So anyway, I know you're out there, and love to hear from the first-time callers today on the program. If you have a little advice for the program, if you have a comment for the program, if you want to get something off your chest, whatever it is, you give us a ring at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 on the program today. First-time callers, first-timer Friday. Your first-time caller, a prize for you when you call. That's right. Depending on the commentary, it'd be really good. And here's something I thought would be kind of fun for a Friday, too. I've said this before, and I mean this. You know, sometimes people do not call because they feel like they're going to get in an argument or something, right? So, for instance, if they want to say, oh, I don't know, whatever. Let me just say out of the clear blue, Barack Obama is the best president we've ever had in the history of the United States of America. And they really believe that in every fiber of their being, and they feel like if they call that, you know, Scott or Todd might disagree with them, and they don't really want to have an argument. They just want to say what they want to say. You can always say, I'd like the floor. I want to say, now, and we'll put you on the clock because we can't, you know,
if the hard breaks come up and we have to go. So.
Right, right. You know, and generally speaking, we like to keep every call within a couple of minutes, right, and when we're having a dialogue. But we'd let you go for a minute, and as long as you don't use any bad words in our you know, North
Manny
Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, South Dakota, nice, then you can...
If Manny Snurley has to get involved, then, yeah, the call gets considerably shorter.
But we'll do that. You know, I'd like to say what I want to say, and I'd really rather not have any questions from you, any commentary while I'm making my piece. Have at it. Yeah. Alan Colmes used to call that radio graffiti. He would take the last 5 minutes of his program, and you only got one sentence in his case. We'd give you a minute, but they do that radio graffiti deal.
I remember that.
Yeah, it was kind of a fun little segment.
Yeah.
The last
anything
5 minutes
you
want
to say,
show.
But you get one sentence and you're done.
One sentence only. Yep. And they'd cram a lot of calls in for the last 5 minutes of the program.
And people got away with, well, and at one point, I mean, he had an entire show that was doing that at one point, too.
That's right.
I think it probably stemming from the success of the last 5 minutes. They wanted to make an whole show of that. And, yeah. You end up hearing a lot of weird stuff, but
so Friday's kind of our fun day, and Jeff remembers something we've done from time to time on Fridays called "Are You Kidding Me?" In other words, what has you saying? Are you kidding me today? And Jeff Chamberlain from over at Brock White Construction Materials sent us a note this morning saying the subject line was "Are you kidding me?" So it quickly piqued my interest. I opened the email and says, a local Bismarck hunting dog club is hosting a free event on June 6th. That's a week from Saturday, week from tomorrow. They'll be offering demonstrations of how dogs can assist a hunter in the field and aid in conservation. All ages, 8 and older, are welcome. Famous Dave's is catering lunch. Great opportunity for folks who own dogs or who have thought about owning dogs to come out and meet some other passionate dog lovers. Starts at 8 a.m., 9:90 01 Lincoln Road, 9001 Lincoln Road is when this is happening. There'll be a youth shoot later in the day for kids who want a chance to shoot game birds behind pointing dogs. And the Central Dakota NAV HDA Club is a great way to get involved in the sport and meet some great people. More information at Central Dakota VHDA.com, or you can call the club president, Allison, at 391-9524. How about that? Or you can just Google Bismarck Hunting Dog Club, and you'll find it. Are you kidding me? A free event for families with great food included? Maybe there is hope for the world after all, says Jeff. Well done. See what Jeff just did? Is he got a free plug for that fun event. And so free plugs are welcome, too. Especially for, you know, neat events like that, but really for anything. Free plug Friday. So what I'm basically saying, ladies and gentlemen, is Todd and I are ready to throw you the keys today. It's just wherever you want to go, it's your call. Pick up that telephone and let's do it. One guest today on the program, and that will be the renowned geologist, the renowned geologist. I don't know if there's anyone more renowned in the Bakken than Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Services. She will be here to preview the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota chapter annual convention that is coming up June 25th and 26th in Minot. And there is a who's who of speakers. She will be one of them. Ron Ness, just added some folks from BN, and a number of the oil companies will be there, and just a lot of folks that will be there. Special guest on Thursday night, yet to be revealed, but you'll want to be there for the dinner, and they're doing a Bakken tour, and I'll be there broadcasting live and looking forward to that, being part of the a gathering as well. So more on that coming up at 10:30. In the meantime, you tell us what's on your mind, and we're looking forward to talking about it here. Okay, did I tell you the numbers? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I do have a question for Vikings fans. Are you getting to the point where you're thinking maybe it's better just to let AP go? I don't know if you saw this yesterday, but he was ranting on Twitter about the Vikes again. It was barely legible, some of the stuff he was doing. It was really inside baseball. I was thinking, why don't you just send these texts to whoever you're trying to get the message to, the Vikings, and leave the middleman, us, out of this? And, you know, he's ranting about the contract. Did you see any of it, Todd? Are you following AP on Twitter at all? Any of the whininess that's going on there?
You know, part of the problem is there is an issue with AP and his agent. I don't remember the whole story, but...
Yeah, I mean,
he's got a new agent that wants to make sure he's getting his cuts. Now he wants a guaranteed contract, and everybody should get a guaranteed contract.
Jimmy Kleinsaucer actually told us that, that he, you know, he was very tactful about it, but the gist I got out of it from Kleinsaucer is that he really thought AP was getting bad advice and not so good counsel. And, you know, so maybe that's a part of it, but his lawyer isn't sending tweets. He is. You know, so
amazing that one of the best football players over the last several years, every other aspect of this guy's life is the exact opposite of success.
You know, I think what's going on is that, you know, he's obviously taking a pay cut, right? And he doesn't like that. He's saying a contract's a contract. And, you know, I think, I don't know, if you make some sense of these tweets, you're a better person than I am. But, what did he say? So where was the first one? It's almost hard to share it with you here because it's kind of rambling thoughts. NFL players deserve guaranteed contracts like our NBA and Major League Baseball brothers. Well, it is what it is, right? I mean, I get that, but this is not against the Vikings. I'm just frustrated that our union did not get guaranteed contracts for its players. Again, it is what it is. You signed it, okay?
Yeah.
And then owners have the right to release players at will without honoring their contracts. However, players do not have the luxury of saying they want out of their contract. And I won't even get into the franchise tag convo, he says. He's ranting. Here's my question. Are you done with the AP drama? Or are you willing to take the drama because you've got AP? You know, one of the best of the best.
And is he going to end up in a Viking uniform this fall? Because, you heard what Coach Zimmer said. You're either going to play with us, you're either going to play for us, or you're not going to be playing. And that whole thing of the Cowboys ain't going to happen because they've already gone a different direction.
They're not trading. So they've sent that message to him. I'm asking the fans. Is this, you know, AP's talents something you still want despite all the drama, or is it time just to say, you know, I'm done already? Tell me. Or anything else on your mind. Darren Mandan, what's on your mind today?
I'm just saying that I think Obama's not the best president. I'm just saying because, honestly, he wants to take the Second Amendment away. And what if, does he want to take the steak knives in the kitchen away, too? Because, like, if you take the guns away, nobody has home protection. Nobody can do hunting. Nobody can do anything. So that's my opinion. So if he's going to take steak knives away, well, it's going to be a big old throw up in the air again.
Adair, is this the first time you've called the program?
Yes.
All right. Hang on a second, because I appreciate that very much. And we're gonna put you on hold. Manny's going to get you your address, and we're going to send you a free gift just for listening to What's on Your Mind. Adair and Amanda, thank you very much. Appreciate it. First-time caller. First-timer Friday. Check out that phone. 800-228-0550. Some nice prizes in this kitty today, too. So you'll want in on it. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
More than 800 soy-based products have been developed since 1990, many with your checkoff support. Last year, manufacturers added 33 more, including 5 bestsellers. The Samsung Galaxy S5 box and manual are printed with soy ink, which eliminates the use of 30 tons of petroleum solvent each year. Ugreen Soya NAF-ULEF particle board uses soy-based resin with no formaldehyde, enabling you to breathe easier. Plastic composites by Premix, made with the soy-based thermoset resin, may soon reduce the weight of planes, cars, and farm equipment. Home Products Corporation developed Echo Silencer, an acoustical underlayment for laminate and wood floor installation, and Dacon Graffiti Begone Gel removes the toughest stains from masonry surfaces. For information about the many commercial uses of soybeans, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors, Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shop with 4 techs. They can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online, snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
On your mind. Brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Go to that website and click on the events that are going on. Actually, you can scroll down and see them on the right, and then there's a whole listing of events you can go to. The Bakken Community Cleanups are going on. Magic City Rib Fest is coming up the 18th of June. The third annual Bach and Barbecue in Dickinson is going to be a blast. MBI Energy does a nice job with that on the 19th of June. All these coming up really quick. A lot of neat events. Pick up the Patch events. And also, just do me this favor. Put on your calendar July 14th and July 16th. July 14th, Alexander. July 16th, Southart. And that's the Cook Fest. Those events are incredible. They really, really are. So check them out. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. I mean, it's the kind of thing you want to plan a little trip to the Bakken around. Really. Even if, a little summer trip, go see it. Bring your kids there. It's like a museum right now. This is an American energy renaissance. This is like, back when Henry Ford was kicking off, building cars, and people go, oh my gosh, this is incredible what can happen. I mean, you can take some pipe and go down on the ground and then go horizontally over there, and you're going down a couple miles down and get within the size of a quarter of your location, and then you take some sand and water and pressurize it, poke some holes in the rock, and oil comes out? Are you kidding me? And right now, today, as we speak, we get somewhere in the neighborhood of 6 to 8% of the oil out of the ground. So anybody wonders how long this is going to last? You can't even wrap your mind around how much oil is underneath North Dakota in that Bakken or Three Forks or Sanish or any others. And with today's technology, I always say, look at your cell phone. Just grab your cell phone right now. Stare at it. And just comprehend for a moment how many things that can do. And I'm looking at mine right now, right? And I'm looking at a picture. It's our daughter Haley's 12th birthday today, so I've got a picture of Haley here as a baby, all right? And I've got, a text box, and I've got my email, and I've got Facebook, and I've got Twitter, and I've got my reminder app, and I got my clock, and I have my camera, and I have my calendar, and I mean, all right here. And I could tell you what else I have for the next rest of the show. In the palm of my hand. Now, repeat the exercise. Grab your phone 10 years ago today. What could it do? 20 years ago today. Didn't have one 20 years ago, did we? I remember I had a cell phone. Pager before that, right?
Yeah, and, I mean, everybody, 20 years ago, that was, yeah, I mean.
But let's just take 10, okay?
Okay.
With the change in 10 and battery power and the iPhone is not that old, right? The iPhone itself, and think how much that now sells. So just apply that transformation in technology in what you hold in the palm of your hand today versus 5 years ago, 10, 15, 20, and do the same thing to extracting oil from the ground. Same thing on coal, by the way.
Yep.
Clean coal and all the technology, it's coming. I mean, the government's trying to force it to come quicker than is feasible, is possible, because they're trying to kill the industry. There's the war on coal. But I'm saying that's transforming in energy and all of it that we have right here. And you can't even comprehend what's going on. So my point in asking you to literally circle July 14th and 16th on your calendar is to say, come meet the people that are doing this for your kids' sake and their grandkids. Know what's going on in this industry. Understand the opportunities. Look how it's transforming communities like Watford City, where we'll be Monday and Tuesday. We're going to broadcast from, a new housing complex in Watford City, where, by the way, rents are coming down, 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 down. The market is reacting. It's a good thing. They're celebrating the fact that you can get a one-bedroom apartment, two-bedroom apartment for like $1,800. We'll go through these numbers next week. That's a lot more than you'd pay in Fargo, but it's the market. But it's down from where it was, right? When the rent goes from $2,800 to $1,800, that's a good thing. And then folks say, but there's enough apartments. We've met that need. Let's go build single-family homes and communities grow. So that's what's going on. That's why I'm sincere when I say get out there. It's a free-for-all Friday, so have at it. Anything about that you'd like to comment on, we welcome it. One thing I want to say about the caller, first-time caller from before, first-time Friday, by the way, and I'm going to give the next first-time caller a pair of passes to play Bully Pulpit Golf Course in Medora this year. Yes, I am. That and bacon from Cloverdale are two of my favorite things to give away. So if T.J. Russell's listening, you let me know if it's okay to give away some bacon, because you're buying it, not me. But anyway, next first-time caller gets a pair of passes to play one of the most beautiful courses on the planet, and certainly tops in North Dakota, Bully Pulpit Golf Course, Medora. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. There was a news update from Grand Forks and the Walmart shooting earlier this week. And what do you think the biggest question the media was asking about that whole incident, Todd, up in Grand Forks? The gunman comes in and shoots three people, misses one, injures another, kills one. From the Grand Forks Air Force Base, what do you think the biggest question they were all asking?
I'm afraid to answer that one.
Where did he get the gun? What was the gun? It was all about the gun. It's always all about the gun. Why is it always about the gun? Can anybody explain to me why it's about the gun? Anyway, if you were obsessed about the gun in that incident, rather than what you should have been obsessed about what would drive somebody to do this,
right?
Here's an update. It was a handgun that he owned. Personally, acquired legally. End of story. And guess what? If it had been illegal to bring a gun into a Walmart, and I don't know if he had a concealed carry or whatever, but it's obviously, they'd have put up neon signs, illegal, or Walmart doesn't allow guns. Do you think it stops him from bringing a gun in? It is the stupidest thing on the face of the earth.
Exactly.
It's crazy. It's like a car accident happens and you blame the car.
Not to mention the fact that we have speed limit signs, but does that mean they're always followed? Of course not.
Calvin and Minot, enough of my rants. It's your turn. You're up on what's on your mind.
Hey, guys. First-time caller. Glad to take my call here. I just wanted to, voice my frustration. I come from a fourth-generation family farm, and this new EPA Act that's coming around is just pretty frustrating, I guess. You know, I don't know the whole entire gist of it, but just from kind of the brief overview and the sounds of it, it's not a good thing for anyone involved in agriculture or ranching.
If you own land, you ought to worry that there are people in government that want to do this to you. That's all you need to know about the waters of the U.S.
Yeah.
This is about the federal government saying, and you know what else is chilling about this, Calvin? You know, they've proposed all this stuff in Congress, and Republicans and Democrats, sometimes Democratic control, have said no. And so they go about it another way by signing a pen and an executive order to try and get it. Thankfully, I don't think there's enough time left in the Obama administration to do anything about it, but you're right to worry about it, Calvin, and I'm glad you called. And we have, for you, a pair of passes to Bully Pulpit Golf Course. What do you think of that?
Fantastic. I love it. Thank you very much.
Will you call again?
Oh, you bet.
All right. Hang on a second. Manny will take your information. Eno in the Bismarck. You're next. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Are you a royalty owner? Do you know about the National Association of Royalty Owners, the only national organization representing oil and gas royalty interests? Well, the 2015 North Dakota Chapter Annual Convention is coming to Minot, June 25th and 26th at the Grand Hotel. If you have never attended a NARO state convention, you must make plans to attend this year. To register, go to naro-us.org. Scott Hennen, along with a panel of industry experts, will speak at this year's event. Learn more and register today at naro-us.org.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
The Friday edition of What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Chris in Newtown has an analogy for us. I don't know what happened to Emo. Was it Emo? I said Emo was next, but Emo went away. So we take them in the order they come in here, folks. So, Chris, you're next in line. What's happening in Newtown today?
Oh, not much. Just a bit of a cool day. But, yeah, I have an analogy to make that I wanted to share with you. Any of you fans of The Honeymooners, remember that show years ago with Jackie Gleason?
Alice, to the moon, to the moon. That was my favorite line, Jackie Gleason.
Absolutely. I love the picture of the astronaut standing in the moon, and there's Alice, you know, laying there.
Now, by the way, wasn't he always saying like he was intimating that he was going to harm Alice, right? And he was going to, you know, punch her to the moon or something? Wasn't that the deal?
Pow!
He did.
Pow! Pow! To the moon! Yeah, you couldn't get by with that today. Obviously, he never intended to harm dear sweet Alice, but, you know, can you imagine that today?
Well, these days it would be Alice, you know, knocking into the moon.
It'd be, oh, no.
And that would be fine.
It'd be picketing the show or something. Yeah, there you go. Anyway, go ahead.
The point that I wanted to make is it was comical whenever they had a disagreement, okay? And finally, Jackie Gleason would say, who pays the bills in this house? Ultimately, whoever pays the bills makes the final decision. My point is, if you're on any kind of government assistance, you have lost your right to vote.
Lost your right to vote?
Yes, if you're on any kind of government assistance. And another thought is, the voting age should probably be 21. If you're 18, 19, 20, you don't have enough life experience to really properly vote.
All right, let's see if Chris, first of all, I think there's something called the Constitution that would make that a challenge, and obviously you can have an amendment.
Well, the voting age was 21 in the 70s. They dropped it to 18, Jimmy Carter.
Well, no, I'm talking about your idea of being on government assistance and not being able to vote.
And that's true.
I think that'd be a tall order, but I mean, let's just,
it's a conflict of interest. Your vote isn't going to be objective because you're going to vote for whoever's going to give you the most personal gain.
Well, let me say this: the sentiment that Chris is expressing, I think, is the reason the elections have gone the way they've gone, for a while here, and it's a troubling trend. And here is my take on it: with no disrespect meant to anybody who's truly in need of some help, right? Because this country will always be a country that provides for people who truly need help, okay? That having been said, when there are more takers than makers, you're in trouble. When there's more people say, you know what, I'm fine here. So I'm going to go vote for whoever will advocate for the most goodies for me, right? You know, sort of like the whole free cell phone argument. You know, hey, I got a cell phone, so I'm going to vote for President Obama because he's going to give me a new cell phone, which, you know, Bob, by the way, was a program that's been around prior than President Obama. So he didn't own that. But the point was, I'm going to vote for someone because I'll get free stuff. That's a taker. And if there's more takers than makers, we're in deep, deep trouble. No question
about
it.
Well, I'll tell you, real quickly, I wanted to mention to you, I was down in Texas. And, well, firstly, these programs, right, were put in place to help people who sincerely needed help. It's being abused beyond your wildest dreams. I was down in Texas at the Mexican border, and I could not believe how many people from Mexico would come over the border. I was told to check this out, and I did. Come over the border, go to Walmart, use EBT card, and go back over the border to Mexico. And they would fill, I'm telling you, I saw people coming out with 2, 3, and 4 grocery carts of food on government assistance programs. And I don't know how they got this assistance and went back over the border. It went back to Mexico, and they were not U.S. citizens. You had to see it to believe it.
Chris, I appreciate the call. And call again, we're going to ask if others agree with you on that question of whether or not, if you are in government assistance, you temporarily, I guess, you could say, lose your right to vote. See if you agree or disagree with that, folks. What do you think of that proposal? I have a different idea on the better way to fix it than that idea, but it needs to be fixed. I'll tell you that. Chris, are you a first-time caller?
I am.
All right, hang on a sec. Manny will get your information so we can send you a freebie today, okay? Appreciate the call. And I'll explain what the gifts are a little later for folks, but we have some nice things in here. I think, and this goes to a story, and I'm coming to you in just a second, John in Sykeston and Joe on Highway 8, Kurt and Bismarck are the ones in queue here. Rand Paul says basically that the GOP brand is broken. Do you agree with that? That the brand is broken? And if it is it a self-inflicted wound? Do they do it to themselves? Is it, you know, the Democrats are just really good at, you know, painting Republicans as, you know, wanting to push Grandma and Grandpa off a cliff and, you know, fat cat country clubbers, or is it media bias? I am starving for a Republican, or I'll just say a conservative voice. I don't even care what party label you put on them, that can explain things. A pretty good shot at it was Ted Cruz when he was badgered by that reporter not long ago for, you know, are you have personal animosity against gays? And he went on to explain, this has nothing to do with my views of marriage. It has to do with the Constitution. Did a very good job of educating. And I would love to have somebody, as it pertains to the takers versus makers argument, go out there and say, you know what? If you're getting a check from the federal government to provide for your family and you truly need it, that's what we're here for. But if you've become dependent on it, let me show you a better way. Because I believe what we're doing with a lot of people who are on government assistance is throwing chains around them. That's not freedom. That's not freedom at all. But you have to inspire people to understand there's something better than just getting by with the help of government. You've got to inspire them. And I don't really see anybody doing that right now. That's what I'd love to see. Let's go to Sykeston, North Dakota. I spent a Memorial Day in Sykeston, North Dakota many, many years ago. They still do, John is next year on the program, but they still do a little program in the, yeah, I remember if it was a community hall downtown or what exactly
yes,
it was.
Do
you still do that every Memorial Day?
Yeah, they do that on Memorial Day, yep.
Very nice. Yeah, I enjoyed my time there. It was a good time. How are you today, John? What's on your mind?
Not too much. First time caller. Haven't called before. Just a little tidbit, not to be... Just consider myself a straight shooter. My wife bought the movie 50 Shades of Grey. Widely popular. You know, the movie's fine. I don't know if it was a love story or whatever, but I just wondered how many women came out of that movie, because so many went and saw it, that raised their hand and said, yeah, that's for me. You know, I know there's, you know, different areas, whatever, but it just seems like when they bring out the jockey whip, I just can't see the women going, yep, that's a good deal.
That was, in my mind, a prime example of a popular culture just, you know, causing this tsunami, this wave, to act like it was some kind of, you know, great movie, whatever. It's garbage. It's pornography. It's crap. It's just awful. And I believe, just an example of how far we've fallen, you know. But I guess we shouldn't be surprised when Desperate Housewives is a big deal on TV. That it would go to that level, right? I don't know. So you're saying your wife just didn't know much about it, but brought you the movie, like, let's go see this movie because it's a good movie? And what did she think of it when it was done?
Well, she had read the books and stuff, and I wasn't going to go to the movie, but I said, she bought the movie or whatever, and sure, you know, whatever, you know, I'm willing to watch stuff, but I was just a little surprised that how widely popular it was, you know, and that...
I agree with you. Was it a good story? I mean, never mind the, you know, what happened. Is there any redeeming value in the thing at all?
Well, I'm sure it's a love story. You know, women are love stories. It's just for some of the, you know, things that she wanted to do and she didn't want to do. It just kind of surprised me. And you were talking about the Republicans, not to change the subject any here, but...
I'm ready. I don't want to talk about 50 Shades of Grey anymore. I don't know about you, but... You
really
can talk about anything you want, but it's just sad.
Well,
it's just
what
sad
for our country. What Republican is going to come out of this, then?
Out of the sweepstakes?
Well, they got a viable candidate that'll, go against Hillary or...
What, do you have a pick right now, or what's your thoughts on it?
Well, it seems like all the old politicians got so much history. You need a fresh face, and that's how I think Barack got in, because he didn't have no skeletons in the closet or anything.
So who would be the best example of a fresh face in this group?
Well, I don't know if there is one, is there?
You know, Ben Carson is a new face. Scott Walker, I don't think, is really known nationally. Doesn't necessarily have a lot of. Well, he might not be because of the whole recall thing, but I'd probably just.
You got to find a niche, or else it's going to be. I don't know. I don't know if it'll be Bush. I don't know if they'll do another Bush Clinton one.
It's, you know, I'm just keeping an open mind and looking for somebody to inspire and really put them through their paces and see how they come out. To me, this is a job interview. They're interviewing to go out there and make the case. For those of us that believe like we do, and so you don't just hire anybody the first time you see them. You really got to put them through their paces. So that's kind of what I'm doing, John. I'd encourage you to do the same.
Oh yeah, that's fine.
Hang on
a
second.
That's all I wanted to bring today. You get the women to call in, a volunteer who wants to use the horsewhip, and I want to see how many there actually is.
All right. Well, you've laid out a challenge for our audience. So, ladies, let's have at it. You know, what are your thoughts there on that so-called bit of art. John, hang on. Since you're a first-time caller, we will get you a prize on the way to Sykeston, North Dakota. Love to do it. All right, let's head to Highway 8. And Joe's on the line. Are you south or north of Stanley, Joe?
I'm in Stanley now.
All right, you made it into Stanley. Got it. What's on your mind?
Well, first off, as far as Chris and his idea of voting, I don't agree with that, except these people that's their life plan is to live off the government. That case, yeah, sure, why not? They don't deserve what they get. But, and, you know, as far as the Republican Party, I used to call myself Republican when it was President Bush. Bush won and President Reagan. Ever since then, I've been a constitutional conservative, which closest is the Tea Party. The Republicans are a bunch of rhinos, and that's it. Except for a few exceptions, like President Cruz.
President Cruz. Boy, there's a man who's picked his horse.
Yep.
Joe, thanks for listening. 800-228-0550. Weigh in, folks.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA makes everyone a winner with their $10,000 giveaway. Register to win 100 $100 gift cards given away while you share a 4-for-4 with the family. Hot Stuff Pizza, 20-ounce drink, and 2 cookies for just $4. At PetroServe USA, everyone is a winner. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Ebert, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at EvercourtBuildingSystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
From the makers of Lock It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Lock It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at LockItPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. LockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
A moment ago, something that Rand Paul had said on the campaign trail, speaking of presidential candidates, about the Republican Party brand being damaged. And I don't necessarily disagree. I think the question is who is to blame for it. He also said something I think is over the top ridiculous. He said hawks within the Republican Party created ISIS. I think comments like that from Rand Paul are the ones that brush people back and say, what in the world? You know, number one, it's a fool's errand to say, and I could make an argument right here today on this program, that by taking our foot off the gas in Iraq to fulfill a campaign promise by Barack Obama, ISIS got stronger. Okay? And they were on the mat, dead, done, and now they come roaring back, right? I could make that argument. It's that Barack Obama that, you know, is to blame for ISIS being as strong as they are. And people do. Okay? And other people say, well, it was because we went into Iraq, and it's George Bush's fault, so he created ISIS. Here's the bottom line. Evil exists. All right? Evil exists and will always exist. There's white hats and there's black hats. There always will be. In my mind, to sit there like that, I'm a part of Rand Paul, and say, well, the Republican Party hawks created ISIS. Or to say, Barack Obama made him strong. Just stop it. We are where we are. What are you going to do about it? What's your plan? Be a lot better way to go. I think Rand Paul's crazy to say what he said. You agree? If you disagree, you let me know. 800-228-0550. A free-for-all Friday on the program. All right. Kurt and Bismarck, Amy and Fargo, you are up next after I tell you about my friends at Heedalls. Heedalls Auto Plus. Parts and accessories that keep your vehicle looking good, running well, everything. If it's engines, windshields, bumpers, and more, everything for any of them, they have it. Heedalls has it. And for the stuff not on their shelf, they get it for you from their warehouse, usually overnight. And they have 8 of the best full-service automotive machine shops in the upper Midwest. From Harley to Caterpillar and everything in between, the machine shops handle it. Latest technology, skilled technicians, perform anything you need done. It has been so fun to talk and get to know the Heedalls professionals. Because Heedalls has it in the way of the parts you need, but they also have the best people. They really do. And we always profile folks. And today I'm going to do something a little bit different. I'm just going to tell you a bunch of names rather than individual stories. Folks like Al Bosch in Bismarck, John Hanson in Fergus, Travis Ketterling in Mandan, Bonnie Slaughterloff in Detroit Lakes, Gene Wolfer in Linton, Mike Bender in Glendive, Jim McDonald in Sydney, Josh Kimmett at Williston, Kevin Lawson at Minot, Jason Nagel at Aberdeen, Steve Stanton in Watertown, Bernie Buck Elk in Bismarck, and Eric Buck Elk out in Dickinson, and Tracy Ogstead at Yankton, and Roger Stanton at Watertown, Randy Holler at Hellinger, Kirk Knudsen in Glendive, Mike Kurtz at Sydney, Kevin Falcon in Wilson, Bruce Hoffer in Minot. I stopped to see Bruce the other day. Dwight Guckmiller down in Aberdeen, Greg Rudnick in Fergus Falls. And we're going to be telling you stories soon about folks like Hillary Wald, who runs the paint, body, and equipment end of the automotive body shop side of Heedalls, and Dale Helfrich, the sales manager, and Chris Balzer, who does counter sales, has for since the early 70s. The machinist at the Bismarck machine shop since the 80s, Bob Holzer. John Jokum, the former Chevy service manager for 30-plus years, now delivering parts to customers. John Jokum, who works in the Bismarck shop. I could go on and on and on. Al Nagel, longtime manager down in Aberdeen. These are good folks. Heedalls has it, the parts you need, and great people. Stop and see them. Heedalls.com to find a location near you. Western Minnesota, South Dakota, all throughout North Dakota, Western Montana, too. Okay, Kurt, Amy, John, here we go. Kurt and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Good morning. Just a couple points, Scott. That 18-year-old voting and that no voting if you're receiving veterans kind of bites my nails. First of all, they don't mind sticking an M16 in your hand when you're 18. And I don't know about you, but I've got a lot of friends, family, and relatives that receive veterans benefits, and I think that they earned them. So I think they have a right to vote.
Yeah, that's a little different. I think veterans benefits versus.
Well, they're government benefits, and the other thing.
True.
Is,
yeah, I mean, in the fullest extent of the right word, you'd be correct.
Yeah. Otherwise, yeah, we'd have the Wounded Warrior Project again taking care of all our veterans instead of the United States government. Like it.
No, I mean, to me, they earned that, right? That's a. I did this, and so I get this.
Yeah,
right. That's different than somebody who's been on government.
He didn't articulate that, but I'll let him slide. The other thing is, you hit it right on the head. For crying out loud, Rand Paul was referring to neocons, and I am so sick. Both sides, Lindsey Graham's out there screaming about Obama's creating ISIS. I don't care anymore. This blame game has to stop.
No, the problem needs to be fixed.
We need solutions and somebody to inspire the damn American public. Ronald Reagan, that's why he was so... Was he the smartest man on earth? No, but he was inspiring. You can take a shot at Bill Clinton all you want and all of his warts, but at least he could articulate his position. I would love to see anybody on either side of the aisle, and it certainly ain't going to be Hillary Clinton or Jeb Bush for me, to say something that isn't so safe. There's no risk in what they said. No warts. No real life experiences.
Well said. Well said, Kurt.
Nothing bold.
Well said, for sure. Appreciate it very much. And a short break, or short segment, rather, so it means we need to take a break and keep chatting after the break. John and Bismarck, you're next to go. Thanks, Kurt.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Our Best Places to Work tour has taken us to Braun Intertech, and I want to tell you more about the great career opportunities that are awaiting you right now. If you're a geotechnical engineer with experience, listen up. If you're a construction materials testing technician in North Dakota, listen up. To find out about some great opportunities, go to BraunIntertech.com right now. Braun Intertech, the science you build on. These folks have been serving North Dakota with an array of geotechnical engineering, environmental consulting, and construction materials testing services for over 30 years. They're a company of over 800 employee owners, and they're growing fast in North Dakota. A scientific company in the work they do, and they are hiring right now at Braun Intertech. So again, geotechnical engineers, construction materials testing technicians, if you have experience, they need you. They need you now. That's in Bismarck, Williston, all points in between, Fargo. Take your pick of where you'd like to live, and there's locations all throughout North Dakota. BraunIntertech.com. Click on careers to find out more about these great opportunities. BraunIntertech.com, one of our best places to work.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.